Thank you very much, Madam Coordinator. First, I would like to congratulate the Philippines for assuming the role of coordinator and also to thank the panelists for interesting presentations. The EU emphasized that mine and explosive remnants of war contamination continues to cause harm, instill fear, deny access, impede socioeconomic development, and stop refugees and internally displaced people from returning home. We see the burden placed by anti-personnel mines and ERW on individuals, families, communities, regions, and states as high and unacceptable. As the world's leading humanitarian donor, the EU and its member states continue to provide significant funding to mine action, which also addresses ERW, especially in the fields of risk education, clearance, stockpile destruction, and also victim assistance. Since 2019, the European Union and its member states have remained major donors to mine action in the world, with 26 million euros allocated in 2022. And 38.5 million euros allocated in 2023 under the crisis response instruments, and another 8.5 million euros in 2022 and 16 million euros last year under humanitarian aid. We recall also the substantial complementary support by individual EU member states in funding mine action assistance activities and projects. Thank you very much.